Battling mosquitoes, poison ivy, and the intense summer heat, volunteers pump up a group of about 10 kids for a field trip on a recent weekend. Executive Director Rue McNeil holds up a colorful poster.
These are some really interesting creatures that we have at the North Lake Nature Center. If you see any of these, that's bonus, okay? So, bonus. Nice little green tree frog, okay?
Tree frog and a lizard.
Five line skink. Here's a beaver.
A beaver.
And down
the North Lake Nature Center was founded in 1982 in order to provide hiking trails and environmental education in the area. Unlike most state and locally run parks, the Nature Center is an independent, community-run nonprofit. Rue McNeil got involved in the 90s, first as a volunteer and now as the only paid employee of the park. She says the diversity of the 400-acre preserve makes it unusual.
We've got forest areas, we have swamplands, we have wetlands, we actually have pine forest that we are developing and restoring in the back, trails in the back. So you see grasslands. So we see a lot of things out here that you would have to go to four or five different places to see.
The park, which features 8 miles of trails and a thriving longleaf pine forest, is quirky. McNeil and some other volunteers made mosaiced concrete sculptures that identify the different tree types and names the walking paths unusual names that hint at their goal to provide an experiential environment, such as the acclimatization trail. Other signs encourage visitors to attune to their senses and experience the environment. North Lake has an interesting history, too. The organization leased part of the property from the state, and the ruins of former Governor Richard Lesch's never-finished golf course and clubhouse can be found along one of the trails. An archaeological survey also revealed remnants of Native American communities in the area more than 500 years ago. For McNeil, the reason she stuck around the center for so long is the sensory experience of being in nature, and she wants to share that with youth. About 10 kids pile onto a little wooden bridge and stick their heads through the railing to look into the water below.
Look right there on the tree.
I see it.
You see it? Ty, you see the turtle? Look on the tree. Laying in the water.
I see a fish swimming in the water. That black thing right there. Look at that black thing.
Yeah, that's a little
man. That's Mark Galbirth and his son. He's happy to see his boy enjoying nature. A lot of his friends are afraid to get dirty.
Now my kids, they roll around in dirt. We all, like, we have sand at our house. They're doing backflips in the sand. Well, city kids, not getting dirty. That's just, that's just, I guess what we got from moving to Slidell. They're just more exposed to outside, and I love that. I don't like my kids being inside every day.
Susan Birch is a volunteer at North Lake. She's observed how young visitors react to the wild environment. Birch says it's mind-opening for them.
They see trees that some of them have fallen down, and they can see that there are animals that live in a tree that is rotting, or they see woodpeckers that are living in a tree that is dead, but we don't chop it down because that's a perfect place for a woodpecker. That's what they want. So they get a broader view of the world.
The kids in this particular group all go to Children's College in Slidell, a preschool run by Nargis Akhtar. She brings a group to the Nature Center every year and says the experience not only makes them more attuned to nature and the seasons, but also makes them more perceptive and patient.
When you go to the zoo or anything, you don't get a chance to really look down on the ground and, observe things and what's called concentrate and to see the things. I find this is very important for the children.
She likes to bring them right before the school year starts with the hope that they continue to pay close attention to their surroundings and the changing seasons. McNeil says the Nature Center reaches about 30,000 people each year through programs ranging from moonlight hikes to bird watching.
Just like to introduce the North Lake Nature Center to as many people as I can, just so that they can feel the wonderful feeling that it is just to take a walk in the woods.
Even when it's like 105 degrees?
Even when it's 105 degrees, you're still going to go home and say, I want to go back.
McNeil says though the park is small, visitors never get bored. Volunteers continue to survey the area and find new species of plants every year, like cranefly orchid and spike mosses. McNeil hopes that by learning about these special plants and the way the local ecosystem works, people will become stewards of the land themselves. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.